A few hundred Republicans are gathered in Fairbanks today for the state party convention. APRN's Liz Ruskin is reporting from there. Liz, you left us with a bit of a cliffhanger yesterday. What's the big news party chairman Peter Goldberg was hinting at?
Okay, you have to remember, this is a gathering of political animals who live and breathe delegate counts. Everybody's wondering if Donald Trump can get the 1,237 delegates he needs to win the nomination. And he's still 200 delegates short. So the big news, so-called big news, here in Fairbanks was that the Party Central Committee decided to keep the allocation of Alaska delegates the same. 12 for Ted Cruz, 11 for Trump, and 5 for Marco Rubio.
Rather than split up the Rubio delegates because he's suspended his campaign?
Right. So maybe not the hugest news. But today the convention, the state convention here in Fairbanks, started the process of deciding who they'll send in to Cleveland in those roles. 160 people have applied, and they have to narrow it to 25 people plus 25 alternates.
Sounds very competitive. How's that going?
It is competitive. The delegate hopefuls, they've got flyers like campaign brochures lying on all the tables. They've got photos and graphics. One woman's picture shows her with an AR-15 on her lap. Jennifer Klutz of Anchor Point, she says she's trying to stand out from the crowd and also, of course, to show her Second Amendment credibility. And meanwhile, the campaigns have people running around with rosters of their preferred delegates, the ones they're sure will remain loyal to their candidate in Cleveland. I follow David Morgan from Anchorage around. He's keeping a list for the Trump campaign. He was kind of agitated last night when he says a new yellow sheet for delegates appeared, and he thought the other campaigns had advanced knowledge.
They're adding an extra form, which some of us don't feel is not necessarily necessary. And so we just now have to make sure that our guys fill out the form. You know, it's one more thing to do before 9 o'clock in the morning. Hold on.
Did you need one of these?
I need 35 of them.
It soon blew over, and that's just the kind of minor tension that's running around here.
So, Liz, Donald Trump does have people working on the ground there.
Yes, they do, and they seem calm and confident that their candidate will win. And then there are people like Mary Bishop.
I'm a never-Trump person.
Mary's from Fairbanks. She says she'd like to be a delegate to Cleveland, but only if she thought it'd be an opportunity to stop Trump. She says Trump seems to inspire his supporters to displays of bigotry.
Reminds me of what happened in Nazi Germany back in the 30s. And that scares me. He may not be that way, but he brings out the people that are that way. And I don't think that's good for the country.
Wow.
Yep, we have all kinds of Republicans here, but it seems to be going quite smoothly with a few outbreaks of any kind of argument.
When does the convention attendees make their final decision on the delegates?
That becomes final tomorrow. The nominations committee has been working on their list behind closed doors for hours. The biggest kerfuffle of the whole convention that I've seen, actually, was just before they closed the doors when committee chairwoman Paulette Simpson objected members to relinquish their cell phones to avoid any leaks.
All right. Well, thanks, Liz, for being there and for giving us that update. We'll look for more on Monday.
Thanks, Lori.
APRN's Liz Ruskin reporting from the Republican convention in Fairbanks.